Hello, my name is Andrew Macy, and welcome to my podcast called What is Energy? The first type of energy that we will be discussing is kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is energy due to motion. So any object that is in motion has kinetic energy. The next energy that we will be discussing is potential energy. Potential energy is energy that is stored due to the interactions between objects.
Hey, you're really crazy, Andrew, you know that?
But there is a connection between kinetic energy and potential energy. An object with more kinetic energy will have less potential energy. An object with more potential energy will have less kinetic energy. But there are other types of potential energy. Those include elastic potential energy, chemical potential energy, and gravitational potential energy. Another potential energy is elastic potential energy. Elastic potential energy is energy that is stored by compressing or stretching an object. So if I were to take a rubber band and stretch it as far as it could and then release it, it would return to its original shape due to elastic potential energy. A spring does the same thing. So if you were to take a spring and put one end into the thing where it goes down the stairs, it compresses and stretches and returns to its original shape each time it goes down the stairs. Chemical potential energy is energy that is due to chemical bonds. So if I were to eat food, that food has chemical potential energy inside of it, which gives me energy. The last energy that we will be talking about is gravitational potential energy. Gravitational potential energy is energy that is due to the gravitational forces between objects. So if there are two vases on a shelf and one is placed higher than the other, the one higher than the one below it will have more gravitational potential energy than the one below it. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Listen to the next episode. How do waves affect our daily lives?